Writers in the Garden, an anthology of garden writing. Selected and edited by Jane Garmy.
Becoming a Gardener by Alan Lacey. When I was very young, at about the same time that I was struggling with long division, my mother decided that I should take piano lessons. One day in May, the teacher she found started with the basics, showing me middle C, first on the piano and then on a sheet of music. The teacher laid before me my future career as a pianist, finger exercises, Bach's two-part inventions, and eventually, if I had the gift of genius and the knack of self-discipline, a debut at 16 playing the Grieg Concerto in A minor for piano with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. I never made it all the way to Grieg, though a friend did, or even to the second two-part invention. I lacked talent, much less genius, and I was sorely deficient in self-discipline. That same May, I started my life as a gardener. I was in the third grade, living just outside the tiny town of Irving, Texas, when a fourth-grade teacher named Mrs. Harkey enlisted me to work in her nursery, where she hybridized iris and daylilies. The first assignment she gave me was weeding part of her iris seedling patch. Like any novice, I was fearful of doing the wrong thing, such as pulling up a seedling instead of a weed.